12 o'clock. You're in tune to KZSU Stanford, and it's time once again for another exciting edition of the Lunch Special. And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here at KZSU Stanford. And today, from the Graduate School of Business, director of GS Beats, and she's going to explain what all that's about as the show progresses, Maria Lambert. Maria, welcome to KZSU.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And this is your first time on the air, huh?
Yes.
Not just here, but anywhere?
Anywhere.
Cool, dude. Now, who was that we just played, or you just played?
We just played Fantagram, and the song is Don't Move.
Cool. And it seems that outside of KZSU here on campus, one of your colleagues about a year ago, who we did have on the show here, JJ, and he talked about it back then, but I want you to kind of update the folks. It seems that it's kind of an internet-based, almost full-scale radio platform, in a sense, because GS Beats, you blog, you tweet, you announce music shows, you go to music shows, and basically the way he explained it off mic was, it was to try to get better music at the Graduate School of Business.
That's pretty much it.
So why don't you just go ahead and, in your own words, though, talk about GS Beats, and JJ started, but talk about how it got started and then how you ended up taking it over and what's going on with it.
Sure. So JJ O'Brien and Jens Yeller both started GS Beats last year when they were in their second year at the Graduate School of Business, basically because they wanted to get people at the business school listening to better music. And so they started this unofficial group, just started out by emailing one another songs they were listening to. And there became a listserv, and it just grew. We have probably at least 300 people on it now. And we also run a blog where we post a lot of the songs that we're listening to and make playlists and announce shows. We have a whole list of Bay Area concerts. And besides just sharing music that we like, we also arrange groups to go visit concerts together. And we also have a Twitter that we and a Facebook that we manage.
And what is the actual web address?
So the web address is GS Beats, which is GS and then Beats, BEATS, checking my spelling, .tumblr.com. And the so it's GSBEATS.tumblr, TUMBLR, there's no E, .com.
Cool. And you guys are, you know, all the folks involved in this, at least the ones that run it, are true music fans, correct?
Yes.
So speak about that a little bit. Where did you get this love for music?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, I think I've always loved music, but as probably most people, I think music, you really discover new music by dating people. So I had a really influential boyfriend in college who introduced me to a lot of great new music, and it kind of made me just really excited about what's out there and really into indie rock, when before I just had been listening to what was on mainstream radio stations, which wasn't that interesting. And so I really just discovered new, smaller bands that I liked a lot and started following them and just try and find other people who are passionate about music. And luckily we have a pretty good group at the business school, and are trying to also bring in people from outside of the business school and just the general community so that we can just find great new bands.
Very good. We're here with Maria Lambert, one of the directors of GS Beats, and that's the music platform coming out of the Graduate School of Business here at Stanford. Why don't we go ahead and play some more music? What do you got queued up for the folks?
So I have the next song is Justice, and the song is On and On.
And it goes on and on. The winter battle was won. The summer children were born. And so the story goes on and on. Come on, women, it's a love beat. Slow, sweet bed with a house key. Soaked in feather where the fields are green. From here to eternity. Oh,
What was that? What kind of music was that, Maria?
So that was a song by Magnetic Man called I Need Air, and that was really more kind of a soft dubstep song. And I chose that because I think GS Beats is mainly indie rock. We do have a lot of people that have been listening to more dubstep and house music, and so we've incorporated that into part of what GS Beats is. But GS Beats is, again, really just what people are asking for. And again, GS Beats is an official music group that I help run at the Stanford Graduate School of Business.
Now, I'm an old man, so tell me, what is dubstep?
Gosh, I don't know. I think it's just a music genre. I wish I knew more about it, but it's...
What is it to you?
It's electronic music, so it has like really, there's different versions of it. There can be kind of more chill dubstep, but a lot of it, this is a pretty chill version of it, but real dubstep has like the bass line just drops and it gets really electronic and really aggressive. So we kind of like to play both of those things at GS Beats, but this was a tame version.
And you guys have parties over there too that people DJ?
Yeah, we have a couple great DJs at school. One of them is one of the graduate students at Stanford School of Business is Charlie Kubal, who goes by Wait What, is his DJ name, and he is a mashup artist, and he is actually very
back
talented.
Okay, back up. What's that?
What's a mashup artist?
Yeah, what's mashup?
So that's when you combine two or more songs together to create a new song.
A mashup.
Yeah. So he had a really popular album called The Notorious B.I.G., which was a mashup. Sorry, not The Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious XX. There we go. With The Notorious B.I.G. He had mashed up Biggie with the XX, which is an indie band. So it was, yeah. So rap meets indie rock. And he did a whole album of that. And I'm sure if you search it online, you can find it. His name is Wait What.
Okay. Maria Lambert from Maria Lambert from the Graduate School of Business. And she's directing right now, like she said, GS Beats. And why don't we just keep playing some music?
All right.
That's really the best part of this show. What are you going to play now?
Ooh, I'm very excited about this. We have the Black Keys' Lonely Boy, which just came out, which is a great song.
just for the sake of time, we don't necessarily always like to cut in on folks' music and performance, but we want to squeeze in as much music as possible. This show is really about the music, and we have the director of GS Beats from the Graduate School of Business, Maria Lambert, with us. So, Maria, first of all, who was that?
That was the OCs, which I thought was, I incorrectly heard the first time I heard this on the radio. It's not the OC, like the letters. It is the THEEOOHCs, SEES.
The OCs.
The OCs, yes. And that was Robert Barron's, and that's off their new album, Carrion Crawler, The Dream.
Now, you find out about new music mostly over the internet, huh?
Yes. Yes.
See, and radio really doesn't play a big part in young people's lives too much anymore, does it?
I think not in general, although I like the radio, and I especially like NPR.
Very
but,
cool.
But not
very
for
cool.
music.
Yeah, they're funny that way. It's sometimes, I mean, they have little specials during their, you know, like the weekend show will feature one, and I've learned some stuff about music on little pieces of NPR. But anyway, let's talk about you a little bit. Maria Lambert, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
And where did you go to school? Where did you go to college?
So I went to undergrad at Southern Methodist, or SMU, out in Dallas, Texas. Yes.
Wow. What did you study?
I double majored. I did international studies and accounting.
And then you came to Stanford.
Well, then I worked for 4 years.
Okay. what were you doing?
I worked in...
Were you doing accounting or international studies?
Neither. That's kind of how it goes.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I actually became a management consultant, which is probably the not so exciting, probably the least boring or least interesting thing you'll hear on the show.
Was it just a job? A job that you were able to find and got it?
Yeah, I kind of found it. I like it a lot, actually. Basically just helping problem solve for companies. But the coolest case I worked on was for one of the recorded music majors. We got to study all about music consumers and what they like to listen to and how much they listen.
Now, when you say that, you mean one of the major record labels?
Yeah.
Can you call the name?
No.
Okay. What would happen if
one
you did?
One of the big ones.
Would you turn into a pillar of salt if you called the name?
I might turn into a pumpkin.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you worked for 4 years, and where was that?
It was at Bain & Company, and I worked in Dallas and in Amsterdam.
Really?
And in...
You lived in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
For how long?
For 6 months.
How'd you like it?
It was great.
How are the coffee shops?
I went to the coffee houses, not
really?
Coffee shops.
Wow. They're pretty exotic, aren't they?
They are.
A lot of 420 going on, right?
They have a good time in Amsterdam.
Yeah, we're talking code now. So after 4 years, what did you just decide you wanted to go to business school, or how did that work out?
Yeah, it was kind of a natural time in my career to go, and a lot of people in consulting go to business school, so I was encouraged by my company to head on out, and I thought it would be a nice break from like working 60, 70-hour weeks, which it has been.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You were doing that much? Yeah. And when you're on salary, they can do that to you, can't
yes,
they?
Yes, they can.
And so did they hold your job for you?
Yes.
You said they encouraged you to go. So
yeah.
They weren't trying to get rid of you. They wanted you to go and upgrade some stuff, and then
yes.
You're going to go back and work for them?
Yes, I'm upgrading and going back.
Uh-huh. And when you got to business school, I guess JJ had already started GS Beats, huh?
Yes. I found out about it in the summer, actually, while I was getting ready to attend school. And I found it online, and I was super excited because there was a bunch of great music on the Tumblr, gsbeats.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have to get affiliated with this.
Now, this is interesting because, you know, when you think about GS Beats and the way you've explained it, this music platform at the Graduate School of Business, that platform has nothing to do with what's going on at the School of Business except for entertainment, right?
Right.
You know, it's not part of the Graduate School of Business.
No.
But it's something that apparently, you know, you and quite a few other students really love to do. Almost like if you could get paid for it, you'd rather do that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And that would be my next thought. You know, has anybody ever thought about trying to work this thing out so you could get paid for doing it?
Yeah, I think so. If we could figure out a business plan that makes that happen... We would. I mean, we are business students, so we think about these things.
Yeah, I bet somebody's going to plan and scheme trying to do that, because that'd be a lot better than working 60, 70 hours for some big company, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, again, we're lucky that we have a real mashup artist I mentioned in the previous break, Charlie Kubal of Wait What, who gives us also some notoriety.
Mm-hmm. And he's just another student at the School of Business.
Yes, and he's also helps run GS Beats.
And what's his background? Has he got the same kind of background where he was working in corporate America?
Yeah, he worked at Pandora and he worked at Google and then just was a awesome mashup artist on the side.
And he's still a mashup artist on the side. And is he going back to corporate America after, or is he going to try to make it?
I don't know. He's playing shows all the time.
Is he?
I think that there's a fair number of us, especially people at GS Beats, that just kind of are business students moonlighting as more artistic people.
Very
on the
cool.
side.
Well, maybe GS Beats could end up on KZSU. You never know.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do about that. Maria Lambert is the guest from the Graduate School of Business. If you haven't guessed, she's one of the directors of GS Beats, and that's a music platform run out of the School of Business, but not affiliated with it at all. It's just some of the students there have put together this platform. Now, you guys blog, you use Twitter, you tweet, you share music, you guys go to concerts. What have I missed?
We have a Facebook page.
You have a Facebook, okay? And what's the connection? I mean, where can folks go to see all this?
Well, they can find everything on the blog, which again is gsbeats.tumblr.com, and our Twitter handle is just gsbeats, and beats with an A.
Cool. Well, let's play some more music so we don't talk too much.
Okay.
What do you got up for the folks next?
I have Real Estate, and the song is Easy.
Thank you.
Okay, back with Maria Lambert playing this. Now, is that up-tempo, down-tempo, smashing, mashing?
I would say that's definitely down-tempo.
Okay, now what does down-tempo mean?
Gosh, you're really testing my knowledge of genres.
Is it like it's more laid back?
Yeah, so I would actually, I think just more chill music that is a little bit
chill.
Ambient.
Okay.
I don't know. I personally like to listen to a lot of down-tempo stuff because I use it while studying.
So more laid-back stuff.
Yeah.
And do you prefer stuff with words or instrumental? Or is it kind of a mix?
I'm kind of indifferent. I'm one of those people that doesn't listen closely to the lyrics. I just
Okay.
The music.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, cool. That's cool. A real music lover, Maria Lambert, and I've suggested off-air that you come down and get a show down here, so we expect you, young lady, next quarter to be
all
on
right.
the air. From GS Beats, that's a music platform out of the Graduate School of Business here, having nothing to do with the Graduate School of Business, but not if we can help it, because I think you need to get a business plan together and get this thing off the ground. So we're coming down to about the last 15 minutes, and you've planned out this set very well. You've got a couple of songs you want to play. And why don't you set them up and let's talk about them a little bit.
All right. So that last song.
Oh, you wanted to mention that last song, too.
So the last song was Yellow Ostrich, Getting Lost, Staying Lost. And it was from their EP that was released last year called Fade Cave. And I just found out today, while I was learning more about this, that the entire EP was produced just using a drum machine and vocals, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the next song that I had up was Why Oak. It's called I Hope You Die, which actually sounds really aggressive, but it's a pretty pretty nice, like, kind of down-tempo song.
Yeah, and who listens to the words anyway? You know?
Yeah, not me. So maybe it actually is not nice at all, but
maybe it's talking about
like
killing
it.
Somebody.
I hope not.
Okay. Well, let's play it.
In the bar.
Watch the light.
we're going to go ahead and gratuitously just talk over this track. Here we've spent the hour now with Maria Lambert from the Graduate School of Business and director of a music platform that was started by one of your colleagues before you got there, GS Beats. So that would be Graduate School Beats.
Yes.
And you guys blog, you tweet, you share music, you go to concerts. You're an unofficial music group is the way you like to describe
yes.
it, right?
Yes.
And go ahead and you set that last song up, but you wanted to talk about, before you got off the air, you wanted to talk about some stuff.
Oh, yeah. So again, there's a couple of us running GS Beats, and we have a blog at gsbeats.tumblr.com where we just post a lot of new music or just music that we like. And we also keep a pretty updated concert list of concerts happening in the Bay Area. And so that encourage people to go to the website and check out in the sidebar. There is a link to Bay Area concert schedule. And so you can see what we recommend going to that's happening around the Greater Bay Area. And we also keep a pretty active Twitter where you can follow along as well.
Do you guys find very much live music here at Stanford?
At Stanford.
They do put on shows.
They do.
They have a little organization called Concert Networks run by students. They have a budget, and they produce shows every year, quite a few actually.
Yeah, we have some people that have been to the... I haven't personally been just because of schedule conflict, but I have seen that we've had some pretty good artists around at the school. So mm-hmm. we definitely post that as well.
Very cool. And just plans for the future, huh? Just continue the GS Beats and continue your education at the Graduate School of Business.
Yeah, we're just going to keep trying to play great music. And we like to transition... This is a two-year-old... basically unofficial group that was started last year, and so we're just transitioning it on as to new people coming into the business school, so we hope this lives on for a long time.
Very cool, and hopefully it'll end up on KZSU.
I think
that'd be a perfect home for it. What are we going to go out with, Maria? I know it's a long song, and why don't you go ahead and set this up?
Yep, so the song is This Power, and it's by The Field from their latest album, Looping State of Mind, which if you're ever looking for something to study to, this is just the perfect album because it's just up-tempo enough to like keep you kind of chugging along, but it's kind of just nice to hear in the background. It's not distracting, so... maybe that's not the greatest ringing endorsement that it's not distracting, but it's actually just a wonderful album. So I encourage everyone to listen to the whole thing, but this is one track from it.
Well, thanks for your time, and please come back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.